92.5.
Hey girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say someone approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey girl, quick question. Why would you pay for a bra when I could hold your boobs up all day for free?
Right? Not even a pickup line.
Yeah, I don't know.
I swear it works like 80% of the time.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to call the D-bag police and have him arrested for assault with a pervy pickup line. Instead, give him a double dab and tell him his jokes are right on. And then give him the number to the Loser Line so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Becca. Yo, it is Dan. I cannot stop thinking about you saying you're a librarian, because I have always wanted to hook up with a librarian in a library. So I will be your first or second, third, not picky. You want to go back to the stacks and get it done. Bring your library card. I will check you out.
Next message.
Wow, dude.
He did not have to include the check you out thing.
Just because she's a librarian doesn't mean anything. That's like me going to the doctor and seeing the nurse and being like, hey, you're going to give me a shot? Yeah.
Which I'm sure you've done before.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'll give you a shot and I'll kick you out.
Mm-hmm. All librarians are horny, though. That's just...
That's for what? Sure.
That, no, that's the truth. It's part of the job application. If you're not constantly in the mood, then you're not allowed to be a librarian.
I'm pretty sure they're like super educated people who have devoted their lives to literature.
I've seen some videos, and every video I've seen, the librarians are down. So.
Those are not the right videos, Jeffrey.
We'll find out.
Those girls did not go to school.
Let's get another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, Mike. So you said you're rich, right? Because I can't deal with another dude that's not.
Ugh.
I mean, these guys say that they've got money, and then they show up in my house, and they drive domestic cars. That's so lame. But hey, if you got the cash, call me back. And if not, my number.
Next message.
Oh, gosh.
Domestic cars, gross. I mean, I'm with her on that part,
right? Yeah, I know.
What's worse, the fact that her standards are rich guys only, or that she believed a random guy who's like, yeah, I'm rich? None of us are rich, okay?
Next message.
Hey, bro. This is Michael from the club from the other night. Remember, I kept asking you, where do I know you from? Where do I know you from? I finally figured it out. You're not going to believe it. We were in kindergarten together. Do you remember anything? Here's what's crazy. I got a crazy memory. All I know is that you and I were playing doctor. I don't know if I was examining you or you were examining me, but something was going on. It was a good time.
What?
We got to connect again, and we got to talk about kindergarten. Who knows? After a couple of drinks, we can play doctor again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Next message.
Saw that coming.
That woman is so regretful that she didn't have the Loser Line in kindergarten.
Oh, like, man.
I wanted to use it then, too, dude.
And if you're trying to get a girl to feel like you're cool, don't bring up what you were like back in kindergarten, because that's just weird in so many ways.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I remember that time that you wet your pants.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that one again, too?
I was finger painting. I couldn't hold it.
Do you still also pick your nose and eat it?
I'm sure.
Because that is also an option that we could relive from kindergarten.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592 so we can get weird voicemails that we could play over the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message. Hey, Josh. So, like I told you at the bar that I'm married, but I need you to do me a favor. Can you maybe just randomly sext me for the next few months? I don't want to cheat on my husband, but I really want to make him jealous. Just a couple ideas. He's really insecure about his height. What else? Oh, his hair. Oh, and that he can't shoot a basketball to save his life. It's really funny.
Oh my gosh.
So any of that, it would be just really perfect. All right, Josh. So you know what to do. Bye.
Next message.
What? Wow, I hate her.
What is she hoping to get from these text messages?
Just
why doesn't didn't she just get divorced? She hates her husband.
I know.
He's short. He can't shoot a basketball. His hair is terrible or missing. I'm not sure which. Yeah.
If you could send a video of you making a basketball, like, it's going to make my husband so jealous of you.
Or make the video with the hoops and just be like, oh, the reason I make all of them is because I'm so tall.
Mm-hmm. While he's brushing his hair.
Yeah.
His voluptuous long locks of hair.
I see.
Next message.
Hey, Rhonda, I don't know if you remember me. This is we met out the other night last week. I'm so glad you gave me your phone number. And I wanted to call and see about going out on a date together. You said you like music, so I was going to get tickets to Alicia Cara. Maybe it's Alicia Keys. I'm not sure. I'm just not good on the names. But I was thinking about, you know, maybe going to see Stevie Nicks. I thought you might not even know who that is. A little, she might be a little old for you. But I'll buy the tickets, and we can go have a couple of drinks before and go to the show and have a great time. So talk to you soon.
Next message.
Oh, man. Oh, that's Alicia Cara's number one fan right there.
Alessia Cara, by the way.
Has this dude been drunk since last week?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he's...
He sounded wasted.
Something was off, that's for sure.
I just saw a concert for Lady Gaga, and I think you might be really into it. So I'll get you the tickets.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, what's good is he'll never hear his voicemail on this station. They're not playing Stevie Nicks' number one hits anytime soon.